Calm your bird.
This week on Altoons, new tracks from Joss Rheom and Hikado, Rowing Some Hedges, and a certain family band that shares its name with an island. Just not this one. Yous ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the PEI Arts Awards-nominated Isletunes for the week of November 3rd, 2024. We'll find out if we can change nominated to winning later this week. Keep your fingers crossed. In the meantime, did you remember to put your clocks back an hour last night? I've only done one so far, but then my house has enough clocks in it to make Doc Brown from Back to the Future envious.
Great Scott!
Little backstory on daylight saving time. They first experimented with adapting time in ancient Rome, and George Hudson, a dude from New Zealand who studied insects, first suggested what we know to be DST in 1895, but it was first enacted in Port Arthur, Ontario in 1908. What do you know? It's Canadian. Many argue for springing forward to save energy, and of course there's the longer lit evenings. Many argue for either staying on DST permanently or not doing it at all, as the switch like we did today can fool with our circadian rhythms. For my money, I'd rather not do it at all. Most places outside of North America, Europe, and a chunk of Australia don't bother with it, and we got along for centuries without doing the whole clock-changing thing. Like we can't deal with it getting dark here at 9 in the summer instead of 10. I mean, for real. But since it's all a matter of time, why not fall back with a couple of songs from island artists that don't actually have to do with changing clocks, but at least reference our constant tick-tick-ticking. After all, speaking of time, this lady sure knows how to fill it. She's acted on the Confed main stage in Anne of Green Gables, as well as on the Hallmark Channel in their Angel Falls Christmas movies, plus provided voiceover in Netflix's animated Norman Picklestripes, and torch sung all across Canada and the US, and now that she's a PEI resident herself, you can take ukulele lessons from her. Somewhere in the middle of all this, in 2009, she put out a record that just happens to time out with the theme I've put together here, Adventure O'Clocked. This is Judy Marshak clocking in with the first of two songs whose titles talk about time. Here's the title track from her album, A Matter of Time, meaning that it's time for an
Isletunes Rock Log.
Just a matter of time
until something surely has to go wrong. It's such a shame. Now, time and again, I need more than a friend. When I'm lonely, you're the only one. But then time takes its toll, and it wears at my soul. 'Cause what you wanna start, I wanna end. So if you're needing a little feeding, nibbling at my ear could never be misleading. Move on then, baby, and then move along. 'Cause it's just a matter of time. Surely has to go wrong. Babe, you know it's just a matter of
two impressive island artists inadvertently monitoring the changes in time, that's Kinley featuring Dylan Menzies with Eyes on the Clock from her 2022 Daylight album. Didn't even try for that pun. Kinley traditionally worked with Colin Buchanan from Paper Lions on producing records, but for this one, she cast her net wider than PEI, though she still included PEI in the form of the East Pointers' Jake Charon. She did something right because this album earned her Music PEI's 2023 Pop Recording of the Year Award. She's an advocate for women, as most recently evidenced in her empowering nuptial nixing anthem Marrying Me. And Dylan Menzies, he just dropped his own new album, North American Dream Kid, on his 30th birthday, September 6th. You wouldn't think that Port Harcourt, Nigeria, has much of a music scene, and you'd be right, at least according to R&B rep Rightflow, who came to PEI to study and engage in songwriting. Since 2021, The Flow has released several singles and two EPs, Rightflow Unleashed and Into the Abyss, the latter of which came out just over a year ago. But who's to say you can't unleash two more singles within the same month? That's what Rightflow did in October, and this is one example of his new Afrobeat awesomeness. Featuring Diddy Turner, this is Rightflow with internet code IDK on IT. That's OpTunes.
I'm not even excited, I don't know. How many times you ignite that? I don't know. Can you give me your heart? I'm dying. I don't know. Can you give me your heart? I'm vibing. More time, no fighting. I'm really even excited. I don't know. How many times you ignite that? I don't know. Can you give me your heart? I'm dying.
Anytime you come, girl, I'll keep it secret. You know what I'm on, baby, play my rhythm. Try moving on, now I go high BP. Girl, I'll keep your secret. What we do in secret? Baby, girl, is discreet. Our darkest secret. I'm moving on, but I call two baby mamas on my head. She didn't love me, told her, can't you see that I'm here? And she called my line, thought she was for me. And she called my line, thought she was for me.
One hand on my Ruga, fire from my mouth like Azula. My nigga go on eye and then looking like Ruga. She got slow wine, she my sexy Tatiana. Ooh, she wanna vibe with us. Ooh, she wanna party with us. And ooh,
I'm really even excited. I don't know. How many times you ignited? I don't know. Can you give me your heart? I'm dying. I don't know. How many times you ignited? I don't know. Can you give me your heart? I'm dying. I don't know. Can you give me your heart? I'm vibing. More time, no fighting.
Rightflow featuring Diddy Turner, grooving on OpTunes with IDK, or I don't know, for those who don't speak web. WTF? Coming up, double dipping with two OpTunes world premieres, Hearing Voices with Kyo Lacy, and Oda Lakadi wants you to wake up. Talking of things that flow rightly, time, right? No sooner than you do something than it becomes embedded in the past, whether that's taking a breath or taking a stand against fascism. If you're lucky, such actions are documented and people talk about them long after the fact, which is what we're going to do locally with this segment of This Week in PEI History. November 5th, 1929, the Charlottetown Guardian, read by everyone, ran the banner headline that the Prince Edward Island Potato Growers Association had had their greatest potato movement in its history the previous month, noting that no less than 500,000 bushels of table stock and seed potatoes had been transported by rail and steamer. I don't know what that translates to in 2024 bushels, but it's a lot. The Spud Spectacular was also meritorious enough that the entire first paragraph of the article was in all capital letters, and bold-faced, no less. Too bad it wasn't universally understood yet that that was tantamount to shouting! November 6, 1965. The Guardian announced that the day before, ground had been broken on what they called the Causeway Bridge Tunnel that would link PEI with New Brunswick. A bulldozer 4 miles out of Cape Tormentine cut a swath of land 10 feet wide, 20 feet long, and 2 inches deep to mark the beginning of construction on the project that was predicted to increase tourism in both provinces. Well, check on that one. Though we certainly didn't get a tunnel, that could have been interesting. Apparently, approach roads and rail lines were built on both ends, but the whole thing got shelved in 1969 in favor of improved ferry services.
Sometimes it just takes a ferry.
And of course, they didn't begin manufacturing the bridge we now use until 1993. November 7th, 1931. It was reported in The Guardian that the general store, barbershop, and warehouse of Mr. Upton Smith and Stanley Bridge had burned to the ground the previous evening. From what they could tell at that point, the blaze started under the barbershop, but it hadn't been determined what caused it. Sucky luck for Mr. Smith, who had just bought the store 3 months before, and call me PEI ignorant, but is this guy where we get Upton Road from?
Hey, I'm Lawrence Maxwell, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
Easy to love, easy to love. I hear them say, she must be easy to love. Easy to love, easy to love. I hear them say,
easy to
Going all the way back to 1983, that's the Ellis Family Band on Isletunes with the title track from their first album, Easy to Love. This record was actually quite a coup, not just for the Ellises, but for PEI in general. The group, formed in 1970 by matriarch Ethel Ellis and patriarch Russell Ellis, saw the coming and going of several members before they won second place in a Moncton radio station songwriting contest. This caught the attention of Nashville, where they committed this first batch of tunes to vinyl, and that earned them a Juno nomination. The Ellis Family Band released two more albums in 1985 and 1987, Summer Nights and Heart on Fire, respectively, and were so on fire that CBS Records Nashville wanted to sign them on in 1988. However, family commitments prevented them from picking up the pen. Ethel continued writing songs just in case, and she's still with us, coming in at 88 years young. That's the vintage song. Now, how about some new songs? And I mean so new, they just came out a few days ago. I'm going to give you a twofer, and without Holland College's School of Performing Arts program, this next track might not exist. Joss Rheaume enrolled in the program in 2016, coming to us from Attleboro, Massachusetts. You've already known their name for some time, since Joss is pretty much always on an island stage in one show or another. Joss has also toured and recorded with other island artists as a session bassist, laying down lines for Russell Lauder, Brandon Howard Roy, Brielle Ansems, and the aforementioned Dylan Menzie. Interestingly, Joss has so far only put out a couple of their own cuts, until now. While y'all were greeting or fending off trick-or-treaters, Joss was releasing this brand new Halloween Day track.
I got a rock.
Yeah, Joss got a rock, and here's the funk of Mr. Rain, absolutely deserving of an
Isletunes world premiere. iTunes World Premiere.
My tongue, I don't even need that song. You've been messing with my mind all along. Got me stuck up in a cycle,
psycho.
Breaking up, breaking in, got a text, let me in. I don't really wanna let go. Put your legs wrapped around me, all I know is
you go back,
I go forward. Still I know that you'll come back for me.
Another Hikato hit? Cairo native Hikato with a single that just came out November 1st, Back to Me, and it's on iTunes. Notice that it unwittingly fit into the daylight saving time reversal thing with its You Go Forward, I Go Back lyric. 2024 has been a big year for Hikato. He only just released his first song, Enough, in June, which was followed by Days Go By in August, and that track was accompanied by a video that made its debut at City Cinema. Back to Me is going to have a video as well, and as an MTV teen, I absolutely love that. This one is going to feature some choreography, which you don't see a lot of in island videos, so rock on there. And if it isn't already obvious that music is in Hikato's blood, I offer you genetic proof you don't need 23andMe for. His dad is Riyad al-Hamshari, who himself went from child prodigy singer to big-time Egyptian composer. How far is it from Egypt to Brazil? Well, according to Google Maps, it's about 10,000 kilometers, broadly speaking, but iTunes can traverse that in no time, and you don't even need a current passport. Remember I mentioned SOPA, the School of Performing Arts program at Holland College? Caio Lacy has that on his resume, and the Brazilian Institute of Contemporary Singing. The vocal technique teacher offers lessons online and at Long & McQuaid, and his view of contemporary singing is, you choose your own vocal style. Writ large, you're going to love what he chose. Coming to you on iTunes via Caio Lacy of the, as Taylor Swift would say, hella good hair, is the rocked out rockness of I Hear a Voice Inside. Shake, shake, shake.
The bell and I hear with whispers say, but I presume to beg a name. A lizard form that vanished with the past again.
Those eyes were shining with a gleam. Now carry tears of broken dreams, but in blood in my veins run. And with gold words, the wind returns. After
If you're gonna hear voices inside, let it be the way Kyle Lacey does on Isletunes. Still to come, Craig O. Townsend brings a piano to town. Oda Lakadi wakes you up, and Hedgerow looks to the maritime star. All right, there's no getting around the fact that it'll get darker an hour earlier from here on out, but think of it this way. More darkness means more time to catch musicians on PEI stages. Yeah, okay, I know some of these shows are during the day, but work with me, I'm doing a bit. I'm also doing gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Thursday, November 7th, Irish Mython is at the Confed Center. Friday, November 8th, Todd McLean is at the Salvador Dali Cafe in Charlottetown. Saturday, November 9th, Todd McLean is back with Annette Drapeau at the Factory in Charlottetown. And also on the 9th, the Luminos Ensemble is performing at St. Paul's in Charlottetown. Looking into next week, November 10th, Celebrate Island Women, presented by Women's Network PEI, with Joss Rayom, Alicia Toner, Brielle Ansoms, Keelan Wedge, and MC Irish. Mython. They're all at the Trailside Music Hall. November 14th, it's Island Jazz, the Reed Govan Trio at Baba's Lounge. November 15th, Amanda Jackson is with Route 225 at the Trailside. November 16th, More Soul is at the Trailside. And also November 16th, Zebedee and Takeda Takeda with Ocean Charter of Values there at Baba's Lounge. Don't miss Behind the Veil, a Lucy Maud experience with Jelaine Molnar, Brielle Ansoms, Carly Howell, Alicia Toner, Mike Ross, and Garrett Sherwood. That's happening November 15th and 16th, and also November 22nd and 23rd, with additional matinees on the 16th and 23rd. They're all at Harmony House in Hunter River.
Hey everybody, this is Kelly Mooney, and you're listening to Isletunes.
Craig O. Townsend making his debut on Altoons with his lilting and simply titled Piano Piece. That's all one word, by the way. In fact, all of Craig's songs so far are named with multiple words combined into one. Now, admittedly, this may be a misrepresentation of his overall output, since this is the only one that's not only an instrumental, but a, well, piano piece. Craig usually delves into guitar and rock, and yeah, I cheated you out of his amazing voice. But I wanted to show you the softer side of Craig, as it were, and he'll get played again here for sure. In the meantime, you can catch his full output on SoundCloud and Spotify. Craig started playing instruments when he was 8, and he lists the Beach Boys, Mozart, and Metallica as his main influences. That range fits, considering the tone of his work. I know that a first anniversary gift is paper and a 25th is silver, the 53rd is plastic, which is pretty lame given 50 is gold, then there's 400th. What's the gift for that? If you're Eau de l'Acadie, the gift is forming a band to mark 4 centuries of Acadia. Featuring the island's own Patricia Richard, who started in Panu in the 80s and just this week with Sirene Matelot, qualified as a finalist for a Canadian Folk Music Award, Félicitations! This ode to Acadia seemed to be created just for the Caraquet Festival in 2004, but they made such a splash that they went on to record a self-titled album in 2005 and a Christmas album in 2010. I don't even want to think about Christmas yet, so let's go with the non-holiday offering we have to do every day, holiday or not. Wake up. This is Réveille from Eau de l'Acadie sur Iltunes.
De ma famille à moi l'Acadie.
Pis là, les maudits viennent nous chasser comme des bêtes, détruire les saintes familles, nous jeter tous au vent. Les sacrés maudits.
J'ai entendu parler d'aller en la Louisiane pour trouver de la bonne paix là-bas dans la Louisiane.
Réveille, réveille, c'est les Gordon qui viennent brûler la récolte. Réveille, réveille, hommes à
L'Acadie from 2005 on Altoons with Réveille. If that didn't wake you up, I don't know what else will. Okay. I had an interview all lined up for you guys this episode. I did. But didn't happen. Sometimes it goes like that, though I'm fully bummed. The show must go on, a mantra that is encoded in my DNA, so let's express that DNA with another song that will require a brief opening of a dictionary. Hedgerow. Up until this weekend, I didn't know that was an actual word. According to Wikipedia, the source of all knowledge, a hedgerow is, quote, a line of closely spaced, 3 feet or closer, shrubs and sometimes trees, planted and trained to form a barrier or to mark the boundary of an area, such as between neighboring properties, unquote. England, apparently, has the most of them. PEI has, well, hedgerow. The quartet comprised of, in no particular order, Alan Buchanan, Perry Williams, Brad Fremlin, and Alan Rankin. They got together to tell humorous and sometimes irreverent stories about the island by hitting stages starting in 2004, taking up residence at the Mac in 2005. This led to their Hedgerow Live album of the same year, recorded at Victoria Playhouse. Though many of their songs and recollections did lean toward the tongue-in-cheek delivery I mentioned, the album ender is essentially a love letter to this part of the world we live in, performed, as you'll hear, with love. IsleTunes brings you Maritime Star from Hedgerow.
I grew up at the bottom of the Glover Shore Road, near the place where the seawall ends, where the eelgrass is high and the bank swallows fly in the shadow of the bay oyster bend. One foot in the country and the other in town, trying my best to be free. But at night in my bed, funny dreams filled my head. I heard Berg Osborne singing to me. She said, follow that star.
Follow that star.
That maritime star.
That maritime star.
Don't lose sight of the water.
Don't lose sight of the water.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
With sand in your pockets. Boy, you can't wander too far. Those big city lights can't shine as bright as the maritime star. Those big city lights, they don't shine as bright. With sand in your pockets, boy, you can't wander too far. City lights can't shine as bright as the maritime star. So if you find yourself lost on that great Milky Way and you can't navigate it alone, just east of Orion on the northern horizon, there's a star that will guide you back home. If the gold at the end of that latest rainbow just seems too far away, when the wind is too strong and the forecast is wrong, remember what Rube Hornstein said. He was a weatherman. He said, follow that star.
Follow that star.
That maritime star.
That maritime star.
Don't lose sight of the water.
Don't lose sight of the water.
Where city lights can't shine as bright as the maritime star. Here we go, Perry. Those big city lights, they don't shine as bright. With sand in your pockets, boy, you can't wander too far. City lights can't shine as bright as the maritime star. Those big city lights can't shine as bright as the maritime star. Those big city lights can't shine as bright as the maritime star.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. We hope you've enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, everyone.
There's no hedging your bets with Hedgerow. That was their 2005 live track, Maritime Star, on Isletunes. As always, this podcast seeks to shine brighter the musical stars of the Maritimes, PEI in particular. And while it's time to put away the star polish again for another week, next Sunday we'll be here before you know it, and we'll be doing it all over again. In these next 7 days, we'll know if Isletunes picked up a PEI Arts Award, and if America has its first woman president. You know, this being an entertainment show, I'm not one to get political in it, but sometimes you gotta open your mouth. So, real quick, if you're living here as an American expat like I am, and you haven't voted in the U.S. presidential election yet, for democracy's sake, get your damn ballots postmarked by Tuesday. Or, as mentioned on Saturday Night Live last night,
keep Kamala and carry on a lot.
Because nobody wants to have fascists for next door neighbors. That's so 1940s, and black on red doesn't really go together that well. That's my opinion. Got one about Isletunes anyway? Share it on 902-807-4250 or by email to amj@isletunes.ca. The same goes if you have suggestions, requests, or even if you want to record yourself saying an island phrase to kick off an episode. This week's Islanderism was so uttered by Christine McFadgen. One of the reasons this show exists is because PEI music, well, you ain't gonna hear maybe 98% of it on radio stations here. If you are digging on the fact that island musicians have this outlet, like island musicians keep telling me they do, you can support it either by donating through PayPal, link in the description, or by kicking in $5 a month to become a Patreon subscriber. I know gas is still ridiculous and groceries are even ridiculouser, but if you got it, flaunt it. The podcast would sure benefit from your generosity. Money is not the only way to get Isletunes into Islanders' ears. Become an Isletuner by joining up on Facebook and Instagram, and either share a post or two about the show on your own socials, or just post a link to my socials. And of course, the best PEI way to spread the word about anything remains through, no, not party line, look it up, youngins, through word of mouth. Get to running them so that everyone from Tignish to Murray Harbor is listening. After all, this thing is PEI Arts Award nominated. Musical contribution to the Isletunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and last night I had to crank up the electric blanket for the first time this season. So that means November is here. 7 sleeps from now, there will be a body in front of the Isletunes microphones in the form of Eddie Quinn, of course one of the founders of Fiddler's Sons, who recently released a new album for the first time in 7 years, if I have my information right, which I have 7 days to corroborate. Their album is called Love Don't Divide, and if that ain't a perfect message a few days before an election in a heavily divided country that this CFA happens to hail from originally, buddy, I don't know what is. This is AMJ advising y'all to be good. And if you can't be good, be good at it. See you in a week, and thanks for listening, PEI.